This week's parasha includes another episode, another tragic episode, in our 40 years in the wilderness on the way into the land. Moshe is commanded take your staff and go speak to the rock and tell it to give water. Instead, he takes the staff and he hits the rock. And he's told, Yan lohemantim bi lahakti sheni. You didn't believe in me or you didn't trust in me to sanctify my name. You hit the rock. You will not go into the promised land. Moshe Rabbeinu did not make it into the Eretz Yisrael. Our destiny would have been so different. What was so terrible? He hit the rock. What's so terrible? He didn't sanctify God's name. Why not? Do you ever try hitting a rock and getting water out of it? That's not enough of a miracle. It would have been more of a miracle had he spoken and not hit it. What's the difference? The Ramban really asks that. In terms of the miracle, does it make any difference whatsoever if a rock gives water in response to your words or response to hitting it? They're both miracles. What's the problem? The Maharal. A little bit on the Parsha, and mostly in Gvuras Hashem. He says that Rashi explains that the idea was for the Jews to tell themselves, this rock doesn't get reward or punishment. It has no self-awareness. It obeys the word of God. We who have self-awareness, we who can take eternal pleasure in being close to the Creator, certainly we would have to obey. That's what Rashi writes. So first of all, what does that mean? What it means in simple terms is that all of nature fulfills the will of the Creator naturally. That's all built into nature. It is only the human being that has free will to disobey. If the human being would only realize that going against the will of the Creator is an aberration, it's unnatural. But the rest of nature all fulfills his will. If they'd understand that this is the default position. Naturally, that's whom you are. What we're all about is closeness to the Creator. That's whom we are. Opting out is going against whom you are. If we'd only understand that there seems to be this misconception that the natural state of man is to have fun, and this business of truth and what's right, and self-perfection and introspection. That's all the holy thing to do. It's a burden. Are you kidding? That is the natural state of man. This is not just theory. In reality, when do we feel best about ourselves? When we perfect ourselves. I know, do you enjoy losing your temper? You're proud of yourself? Oh, did I give it to them today? We know that when we lose it, we make an absolute fool of ourselves. We know we say things we forever regret. We know we blow our relationships. We feel good about ourselves when we make demands on ourselves. We feel good about ourselves when we set goals and work hard and accomplish them. We know that. That's our natural state. The idea of the rock hearing the word of the Creator and giving water is to give that message. Says the Maharal, and this is the punchline. Hitting it? That's introducing force. That's introducing some kind of element of coercion. Even though as far as the rock is concerned, it doesn't make a difference, but that's what it looks like. That should never be part of the equation. The reason why the Jew fulfills the word of the Creator is because he realizes that's the greatest. He says that true fulfillment of the will of God can only be done besimcha, with joy. Insinuating that there's any place for coercion, that's ruining the message. See, got it? This story it's ancient history. The message is us. Don't do God any favors. It's not a matter of, what can I do? I believe he's there and I believe this stuff is true, so I got to keep it. That's not what it's about. It's the realization that there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. The alternative is disrespecting yourself. It's living by your instincts and constantly regretting your actions. It's living with your character flaws and insisting that everyone around you learns to deal with them. You're proud that everyone around you is either afraid of you, has to dance around you, can't be open with you. You like that? Makes you feel good about yourself, makes you feel big. So many people are depressed. So many people don't believe in themselves. You know why? Because they keep doing the stuff that makes them disrespect themselves. You want to believe in yourself? Push yourself to do the things that you respect. You want to believe in yourself? You got to build that. You got to build that. You got to take control of yourself. Ezehu Gibor, who is the strong man? Hakovesh is Israel. He who can control his instincts. Self-control is one of the most rewarding experiences in life. That was part of the lesson. Hard work. Hard work doesn't necessarily mean hard physical work. The most difficult work for the human being is to use his brains, to think, to make intelligent decisions. Most people don't. And that's why they disrespect themselves. How do you have self-esteem? How do you have self-esteem when you keep doing things that are destructive? It's just so difficult to understand how people do it over and over again. Understand. It's natural. This is who I am. I am not the bully that makes everyone around me feel uncomfortable. Those are my instincts. I've got the ability to control them. I can change who I am. I can turn into the person I want to be. The human being can be defined by his aspirations if he believes in attaining them. And that's the greatest. That's what life's about. That's what Torah is teaching us. We got no sticks here. We don't beat anyone here. We talk to you. But I don't know what it takes. I know what you got to say to get people to give it a try. And realize that the most pleasurable experiences in life are the things that you probably tell yourself you don't want to do. Where people really think that a life of Torah observance means you turn yourself into a monk. It's a life in a straitjacket. You can't do everything you really want to. It's quite the opposite. You get to do everything you really want to. And you stop doing the things that you know are self-destructive. Get the message. It's our natural state. It's what makes us happy and what makes us proud of ourselves. Speak to yourself. Speak to that rock inside you, and maybe you'll get some water. Speak to that stubborn, non-budgeable thing inside you. Get it across to yourselves. There is nothing like getting the message. God created this place so that we can enjoy it, and he taught us how. And don't stop there. You got to share it with everybody you know.